Frontline Rock-projektet. Det har vi talat om tidigare här i Trender och Traditionen. Och hon har säkert inte kunnat undvika att läsa i tidningarna om det här kulturutbytet där först musiker från Zimbabwe med bland annat sångaren Love More Majaivana i spetsen, där de först besökte oss här i Sverige och spelade tillsammans med en massa svenska musiker, däribland Peps Persson, Dan Hylander, Mikael Wiehe och så vidare och så vidare. Och sen mottogs då samma svenska musiker i Zimbabwe, dit man tog med sig en del inspelningsutrustning som gåva. Det behövdes verkligen tydligen. Carina, Kristina och Ola, som är elever på Färnebo folkhögskola, har hjälpt mig med en intervju av The Sulubands frontfigur Lovemore Majaivana. Men först en låt ifrån inspelningen i Göteborgs konserthus, och vi lyssnar på Abbas Tenisayo.
Abbas Tenisayo.
Thank you. I've been in the musical field for 17 years now. And for the last past 2.5 years, I left for a short while to go and work in our dairy board here in Zimbabwe. Because I was frustrated by the musical, you know, industry here. It's not as good as it seems. The musician here is not well looked after. When I say that, I'm talking about the recording companies. Some of our musicians don't have instruments of their own. I was very fortunate enough to go to Sweden, where we were given some instruments and bought some as well. So there are musicians here who still play for some other people, and they don't get any money towards, you know, themselves for whatever work they do. Yeah, the people who are leading us in the music industry don't know where they are going to. They don't. Because if they knew, then the musicians here would be owning their own instruments. They would have a better percentage from the recording companies. You know, they would have better facilities of recording, not only from the recording companies, maybe from the government.
Is the music important to the people in Zimbabwe?
It is, yes, because if you look in the days of the war, the people fought, some of them, not with guns. They fought with words, and words which were portrayed in song, they were put in music. You know, people in rural areas, you still find them singing, you know. They put their grievances in music. You know, now music reaches some points where the bullet won't.
Bana baba,
bana baba,
bana mai,
bana mai,
ende
itose,
Zimbabwe,
zino ndifungisa mushava wakanaka weZimbabwe.
Bana baba,
bana baba,
bana mai,
bana mai,
ende
itose,
Zimbabwe,
muZimbabwe,
zvino
ndifungisa mushava wakanaka weZimbabwe.
Bana budi,
bana budi,
bana zizi,
bana zizi,
ende
itose,
Zimbabwe,
muZimbabwe,
zvino
ndifungisa mushava wakanaka weZimbabwe.
Torai
mota,
nekanyawo,
muendewo, muZimbabwe, zvinondifungisa mushava wakanaka weZimbabwe.
Torai
mota,
nekanyawo,
muendewo,
muZimbabwe,
zvinondifungisa mushava wakanaka weZimbabwe.
Vana budi,
vana budi,
vana zizi,
vana zizi,
ende
itose,
muZimbabwe,
zvinondifungisa mushava wakanaka weZimbabwe.
Vana budi,
vana budi,
vana zizi,
vana zizi,
ende
itose,
muZimbabwe,
muZimbabwe,
zvinondifungisa
mushava wakanaka weZimbabwe.
Ja, som det här var en befrielsesång som jag dessvärre inte vet namnet på. Men dessförinnan så var det Love More Majaivana som berättade om musikerns svåra situation i dagens Zimbabwe och om musikens viktiga betydelse som vapen under kriget. Sång når många gånger längre än gevärskulor.